Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. We're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. I'm just fascinated by this. You once famously interviewed Vice President Dick Cheney, to whom you said, "There's declining public support for the Iraq war." And he replied simply,
"So?"
"So?"
Was that refreshing? Was that obnoxious? Was that just him being him?
It was so startling. It was so startling that I walked out of that interview. I think I read a poll to him. You know, 2/3 of Americans don't think the war in Iraq is worth fighting. And he said, "So? Okay." And we were in Qatar or the UAE. I can't remember. We were definitely in the Middle East. So we're in this kind of elaborate hotel room. And I remember just walking out afterwards and with my producer, just like, "Did he just say so to that?" And that got a lot of attention, a lot of attention. Man, that seems like a zillion years ago.
Well, look, it's a thing that people who like Dick Cheney, it's the thing that they liked. He was one of the only people who was in that position as number two, who was self-aware enough. I don't know if he didn't aspire to it or was self-aware enough that he could not aspire to the presidency, to be elected in his own right. And he, you know, adopted this persona. I don't know if there was a persona. I think it might have just been him. It's like, you know, "I don't care what the public, I'm doing what I think is right." Lots of people thought it wasn't. And, you know, some people found some strength in that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Dick Cheney, to his credit, didn't really try to dig himself out of that hole. I mean, whether he meant, "So go on, what's your question?" I don't know. You know, I mean, my question I thought was pretty obvious. You know, "Do you care about what the American people say?"
Yeah, it's a
sign.
I'm just on the other side before I get letters and nasty emails saying that I'm like, you know, saying nice things about Dick Cheney. On the other side of the coin, it's the thing that people did not like about him. It was an arrogance that comment bespeaks, that I know better and it doesn't matter what the public thinks. And there's probably, for a good leader, some balance in between those two things.
Now that I think of it, I think was the movie called Vice?
Yes. We had the director on the podcast.
And they had that scene, which I had no idea they were doing, no idea whatsoever, until a young friend of mine who had a part as a Secret Service agent texted me one day, and so young, he had no idea this had actually happened, right? But he's like, "Oh, I just saw the preview of this movie, Vice, because I'm in it, and they let us see it. Did you ever ask Dick Cheney this question? Because he says Martha." And then I said in the little YouTube thing, and he's like, "Wow, that's so cool." I'm like, "Wow, you're so young." but it was a long time ago.
These Sunday shows, which I have watched religiously for a very long time. When I worked in the Senate for Senator Schumer, I would prepare him on legal topics and some policy topics for the Sunday shows. So the first question is, what is the enduring relevance and value of the Sunday shows? And second, is it annoying that George Stephanopoulos is so lazy that you have to bail him out from time to time on the Sunday morning shows?
Oh, yeah, that
you
George.
Can take the Stephanopoulos
that George, he just
first.
Never works 7 days a week. And if there were 8 days a week, he would work 8 days a week. He works 48/7. I don't know how he does it. But the relevance, I think, you know, what I try to do with the show, because I'm a little sort of wonky, I really like to explore issues and, you know, take topics. But I think the relevancy of the show is more than ever, in a way. I mean, we're all flooded all week, all every second with so many sources of news. And I think in the end, on a Sunday morning, it's kind of like, okay, what does it mean? And I think that's a really important show. What does it mean? Let's boil it down. We're at the end of this week. Let's look at this week and have a preview of next week. And, you know, the same thing applies with preparing for debate. I mean, you don't really have that much time to prepare, but, you know, you want to ask relevant questions. You want to fact check. You want to be able to push back. But I also, you know, I try very much to get out and again, talk to people or explore an issue. Or, you know, I've done, I think we did a couple of shows out of Baghdad. We've done one out of Bahrain. We've done one out of Turkey. And hopefully we can do those things again someday.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast on Tuesdays with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.